Inflation is still high, but you already knew that. Markets are down, and the head of the Federal Reserve is signaling potential recession. Lots to discuss with Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Scott.
So inflation is still way above what the Federal Reserve is comfortable with, let alone the American people. And Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed, said yesterday there's a risk we could go too far, as in slowing down our economy too much and dropping us into a recession. Is that a big fear out there?
It is a big fear. You know, as much as Americans haven't worried about inflation for years and years and years and years and years, the Fed worries about it all the time. The Fed always wants to try and keep it in check, because once it starts growing beyond a normal pace, as we're seeing now, it becomes very hard to control it. In theory, the Federal Reserve can increase rates, as it's been doing. That makes it less palatable to borrow money to spend. So people who spend on credit cards, businesses that borrow money to expand, they stop doing it, right? And that in theory, slows the economy down and slows inflation down. The problem is it's an art. It's not a science. And you can increase rates to the point where everything stops. People stop looking for houses. Businesses stop looking to expand. And then you've got yourself into a recession. So this middle space is very, very hard to navigate. There's a lot of political pressure to stop inflation, which means increasing interest rates. But you know, you don't see the full effect of increased interest rates sometimes for a year or 18 months. And by that point, we could be in a recession.
Yeah. And we also have signals from American consumers that we may be adjusting our spending habits because we're expecting inflation. What is that a sign of?
Well, first of all, remember, right after the, you know, the first rounds of coronavirus was over, people went out and spent money. They'd been at home for a long time. They went out and spent money on entertainment, on travel, and on goods. There was a point where you couldn't buy washing machines and dishwashers. That's exacerbated by the fact that there's this microchip shortage, so they can't get used cars at a good rate, can't get things. So that's making inflation go up. And Americans may have done their big spending already. So they're hunkering down. They're saying, all right, if it costs money to borrow money, I'm just not going to spend for a little while. I'm going to sit this out. That's exactly what causes a recession, sitting things out. So you've got consumers thinking that they're going to do that. You've got businesses saying that for years and years they could borrow money at almost no cost, and now it's a few percentage points. We got mortgage rates that are above 5% for a 30-year fixed mortgage. All of that, it's not terribly high, Scott. It's just that compared to close to zero, it's a lot higher. You could have gotten a year ago a mortgage at under 3% for 30 years. Now it's 5%.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you're the two-handed economist here, Ali. Where's your optimism in the second half? Analysts are saying, you know, the first half of the stock market has been the worst in 50 years.
Yeah, and I tend to, as much as I'm a business guy, I tend to not follow the stock market as closely, because it tends to be very reactive. Bottom line is, this inflation is caused by three things: hangover supply chain effects from COVID, the increased cost of oil, and the war in Ukraine. We're trying to manage those latter two. There's enough oil in the world to bring the cost of oil down lower than it is right now, and I think that's going to be the relief that most people are going to feel. I'm not one of those people who actually thinks we're headed for a recession.
All right. You heard it here. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks, Scott.